Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States, having just taken the oath on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., vowing a new day for the United States after 4 years of tumult under Donald Trump, who, in an extraordinary final act, snubbed the inauguration. 2 weeks to the day after Trump's supporters violently rampaged at the U.S. Capitol to overturn the election results, Biden headed to the very same steps alongside Kamala Harris. Harris is the first woman, first Black, and first South Asian vice president. At 78, Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history and only the second Catholic. Outgoing President Donald Trump is back in Florida after leaving Washington, D.C. for the final time as president. He's followed at least one tradition, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
While there was no invitation to the White House for Joe Biden after he was declared the winner of the November election, the Republican president did leave a note for his successor. Deputy Press Secretary Judd Deer didn't want to say what was in the note, citing privacy for communications between presidents. Trump has refused to publicly concede to Biden and did not mention the Democrat by name in a pair of farewell addresses. He also interrupted many traditions of the presidency, including by not attending Biden's inauguration. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Hours before leaving the office as the only chief executive impeached twice, Mr. Trump bid farewell to a nation bitterly divided and boycotted his successor's inauguration, as we mentioned. In some of his final remarks before boarding Air Force One for Florida, he told reporters, "Goodbye, we love you, we'll be back in some form," end quote. This is VOA News. A powerful explosion has ripped the facade off a residential building in Madrid, Spain. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Rescue teams and firefighters in a central area of Madrid rushed to the scene of an explosion witnesses described as extremely loud. Videos and images shared on social media show a tower of smoke coming out from a building and rubble scattered on the street. A while later, the mayor of Madrid said there were some deaths in the explosion, that an initial assessment linked to a gas leak. A nearby nursing home was evacuated, although no injuries have been reported among the residents. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The head of the World Health Organization welcomed an EU proposal Wednesday to negotiate a global treaty on pandemic preparedness as a way to guarantee countries' political commitment to fighting future disease outbreaks. The endorsement by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus came at the end of a three-day debate at the WHO's executive board, at which the agency's initial response to the coronavirus outbreak came under criticism. A report by an independent panel faulted to apply public health measures and the WHO for waiting long to declare an emergency. Some British hospitals resemble a, quote, war zone, end quote, due to the influx of coronavirus patients in the country's latest wave of the disease, the government's chief scientist advisor said Wednesday. Britain is gripped by a new strain of the virus, heaping fresh pressure on overstretched health services and overwrought medical staff. The government is banking on an unprecedented vaccination drive to try to return life to normal. More than 4 million people have received a shot since the program began in early December. 1.6 million residents, rather, were banned from leaving Beijing Wednesday as two COVID-19 cases linked to a new UK virus variant were found in the Chinese capital. Authorities have been swift to stamp out local clusters of cases with lockdowns, mass testing, and travel restrictions. While the Lunar New Year holiday looms, officials had been keen to avoid an outbreak in Beijing, the heart of political power. And Israel has invited tenders for 2,500 new settler homes in annexed East Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank, that according to a watchdog group Wednesday. Israel approved 780 new settler homes in the West Bank Sunday, ahead of a March general election in which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to face a fierce challenge from the right from pro-settler candidate Gideon Saar. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.
It's VOA. One. Yeah.